Now I'm in trouble, right? Because I'm being recorded.
我现在被记录下来。
Why don't we have a word of prayer before we begin?
我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Father, for your word.
感谢主你的话语。
Thank you that you have given us the privilege to be together, to learn and to grow in your grace.
感谢主这样的，我们有这样的属天儿女的权柄可以在你的里面。
And thank you for the high calling that you've given us of serving you and Lord, being your witnesses in a very broken world.
感谢主呼召我们来服侍你，在这个破碎的世界当中传好消息。
Lord, please help us to understand our mission more clearly today.
主让我们看到自己在世界上的使命。
Help us to be aware of the war that rages around us.
让主求你让开我们的眼睛，看到我们周围的需要。
And Lord, may we see your kingdom extended and your victory made complete.
求你的国降临，让我们看到你的圣，你所得胜的，在我们的生命当中得胜。
We ask in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Okay. Get this to work properly. There we go. What is normal for you?
正常对你来说意味着什么？
This is a classic picture by Norman Rockwell of Thanksgiving dinner.
这是一幅经典的圣感恩节晚餐的照片。
When we think of what's normal, we usually think of things like beautiful days and wonderful times with family and plenty of food to eat.
当我们想到正常的时候，我们可能会想到这样的一个家庭的画面，有晚餐，有很多丰盛的食物。
The last song we sung is a very appropriate song. We should give thanks for everything that God has blessed us with.
我们应当为主所赐给我们的各样事物献上感恩的心。
But what's the average day look like for you?
但是平常的一天对你来说是什么样的呢？
You get up in the morning.
你早晨起来。
Most of you probably get dressed and have breakfast and head for work or school.
大部分人都会早上起来更衣，然后出门上班或者上学。
You come home and you have dinner and you have a little time of enjoyment with family.
然后你结束一天回到家，晚上跟家人在一起吃晚餐。
You go to bed and you start all over the next day.
然后你去睡觉，然后第二天又重复。
And everything always goes perfect, right?
每天所有事情好像都顺理成章。
How many of you had a perfect day this last week? Anybody?
在座的有人上周完美的一天。
So normal is not necessarily always very, very perfect, is it?
所以正常不一定很多时候不完美。
Stop and think for a second what normal would be like for you if you lived in the Ukraine.
我们想象一下正常平常的一天，如果你住在乌克兰的话，会是什么样的？
There's a war raging around you.
在那里正在有征战。
You don't know when there will be a cruise missile that will come crashing into your workplace or your apartment building.
你有可能会有导弹会射到你的工作或者生活的地方。
You don't know if the Russian troops will show up one day and you have to flee for your life.
你不知道什么时候俄罗斯军队有可能会冲进来。
Or if you live in the country of Nigeria,
或者是你生活在尼日利亚这个国家。
Christians in Nigeria have to daily put up with the situation with a group called Boko Haram.
他们这里的人会总是要对付 Boko Haram 这一群人。
Boko Haram are radical Islamists who come into a village and they kill the men, they kidnap the women and the little girls, and it's just horrible what goes on.
就这样，这是一群极端恐怖分子，会到处抢夺、杀人，在村庄里面。
Now, what's the difference between your day and their day?
那你的一天和他们的一天有什么不一样？
Well, they are very clearly at war, right?
他们确实有很明显的征战的样式。
We're not so much so.
我们好像看起来不是这样。
At least on the surface.
在表面上不是。
So when you go off to work tomorrow morning, you won't have somebody shooting at you physically.
你明天去上班的时候也不会有人朝你开枪。
But the fact of the matter is, there is a war going on around us, even when we can't see it.
但是事实上是，虽然我们眼不能见，但我们也身处在征战当中。
This passage in Ephesians tells us that we are in the midst of a cosmic spiritual war.
这以弗所书的这一段经文告诉我们，我们是身处在一个宇宙性的征战当中的。
If we had time to start at the beginning of the book of Ephesians and go all the way to the end, we would find that this first word, finally, is a conclusion to everything that's gone before.
如果我们通读整本以弗所书的话，我们看到这个第一节 finally 就是最后，是对于以弗所书之前讲述的一个总结。
And so when we read this passage about spiritual warfare that Paul writes, it's a conclusion to something that has been a call to live out the gospel in a realm of, well, as the New Bible Commentary puts it, cosmic reconciliation. It's not just an appendix for those who would have special interest in demons.
要理解这部分的经文，我们要必须从整本的上以弗所书上下文来看。这以保罗是用这卷书对，他有一个 quote， 就是节从另外一本书里面有个叫做 cosmic reconciliation 万物合一的福音的一个呼召，不是为了对个别感兴趣属灵征战的人写的。
What you see around you is not all that there is。
当我们周围看看的时候，这不是这样。
There is an unseen dimension in which there is spiritual warfare going on at all times.
当我们睁眼看看周围，我们有一个看不见的一个维度。
We need to understand what Paul is talking about in this passage so that we can take steps to fight the good fight in this war.
我们需要理解保罗在这里说的是什么，所以我们可以预备自己打这个美好的征战。
And as we look at this passage in Ephesians 6:10-13 this morning, we're going to find, as we go through it, what our mission is, how not to fight, and how to prepare for the battle day by day.
当我们来看这部分经文的时候，我们要一起了解，我们如何预备打这美好的仗，我们如何来，这是个征战，不是什么。
So, our mission as Christians is implied in the first command that we see in verse 10.
神的，在第十节当中讲到神的命令要我们做刚强的人。
Verse 10 and 11 actually says, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
第十，以弗所书的六章十节，十一节说到，最后你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，好抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
So if indeed there is a spiritual war going on around us, first of all, Paul says we have to be strong.
如果真的有这样一个属灵的征战的话，保罗告诉我们，首先我们要刚强壮胆。
Now, usually when I think of being strong, I think of people that are lifting weights and doing curls and running and you're really getting themselves for some kind of athletic event.
当我想到刚强的词的时候，我常常想到是外表上很有肌肉、很有力量的人。
But what Paul is saying here isn't that it's something that we can do on our own. It's something that God has to do for us.
但保罗在这里说的是不是一个我们自己可以完成的一个刚强，而是神为我们成就的。
Basically, if we would translate this a little bit more accurately, I guess, we would say, be strengthened rather than just be strong. Be strengthened in the Lord.
如果我们要另一种翻译，更好的翻译是说在主里被建造，被刚强。
In other words, you're presenting yourself to God in such a way that he is, through the power of his Holy Spirit, energizing you and empowering you and strengthening you so that then you can go forth and fight this spiritual battle.
这样就是在主的里面让神的灵使你刚强，使你更新，有这样的能力去成为刚强的人，做刚强的事情。
But he doesn't say just be strong. He says, put on the armor of God. In other words, pick up your armor and begin to learn how to use it.
然后他不仅仅说到要刚强，他也说到要 我们穿戴军装。
If we had time today, I would go through this entire passage and we would take each of these pieces of spiritual armor that follow and we'd talk about them and learn more about them and how to use them.
在后面保罗也讲到其实军装有的各个的部分是什么，如果我们有时间的话，其实可以看到这些细节的军装。
But I don't think you want to sit here till 5 o'clock this evening.
但是时间上可能不允许。
And so the next few times I come, I want to dig into these aspects of spiritual armor and see how we can really use them effectively for God's kingdom.
以后我们再来看属灵的军装，具体每一个是代表着什么，我们如何来使用它们。
But the thing that we have to remember when we look at these two commands is that it is telling us something about the mission that we as Christians are called to accomplish.
在这里神的话命令神的命令意味着这是我们神让我们完成的使命。
So what God is calling us to is to engage in this battle in which Satan has controlled the world and that we are to take it back from him and that we are beginning to help establish the kingdom of God throughout the entire world.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, basically, God has called us to participate in the battle to win this world back from Satan's control.
神对我们的呼召是将让我们把这个世界从撒旦的手中争夺回来。
A lot of people, when they become Christians, think that, oh, well, now I can go to heaven. I can just sit back and relax.
很多人觉得我们信主以后就有了上天堂的门票，我们就可以放松下来。
But when you become a Christian, you're not just getting a ticket to go to heaven. You are signing up for a military venture, a glorious adventure in which we are going to see God do incredible things.
但是当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们是成为了神国军队的精兵，我们是要为神国征战。
And it's not going to be easy.
而且不是一件容易的事情。
As a matter of fact, it's going to be very difficult.
会很难。
There will be injuries, there will be casualties.
会有那个伤亡。
And yet we will begin to see God work in powerful ways in our lives, in our families, in our communities, and in the world as a whole.
但我们要一起来看神这样子的在我们的自己的生命中，周围的人和世界当中。
And part of that is the fact we need to recognize that God has already won the victory.
我们必须要记住神已经赢得了这场战役，征战。
When he enlists us into his army, it's not to go and maybe win, maybe lose. It's to stand and complete the task that he's already basically won for us.
耶稣已经赢得了这场战争。
So as we think about then what our mission is, that, our mission, in a sense, is missions. It's winning the world for Christ, bringing people to Jesus.
我们的任务是就是让人归主。
We are to be strong and we are to be armed in order that we might begin to steal people away from Satan's camp and take them prisoner and bring them to faith in Christ.
我们的征战就是要将那迷失的人从撒旦的权柄中拯救出来。
The thing about this battle is it's not something that we see, it's something which is invisible most of the time.
我们说的这场属灵征战它是灵界的，我们不是肉眼看得见的。
A lot of times when we think about the spiritual battle that's going on around us, we think in terms of, you know, the fact that there are political and social upheavals that are going on, and we think, what's happening to my country and to my world?
当我们想到征战的时候，我们可能会想到有一些政治上的，或者是这种人与人之间的征战，我们会抱怨说我们的世界，我们的国家怎么了。
We look around us and we see evil people and we see horrible situations going on and we think we've got to get in and fight that battle.
我们有时候看到这样的情况会想，哦，这些人真邪恶，我们应该要站起来把他们与他们征战。
Partially, that's correct.
那只是一部分是这样子的。
But Paul shows us in this passage that this battle is not what we really think it is.
保罗在这里说的征战，他表达的意思是他这个征战跟我们想象的并不太一样。
He says verse 12, our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
第十二节说到，我们的征战不是对抗有血有肉的人。
In other words, our enemy that we're fighting against is not people.
另一句话来说，我们针对的不是人群。
When I think about some of the tyrants around the world, it makes my blood boil.
当我想到这些 tyrants,
you know, evil dictators.
暴政者，他当我想到这些社会上暴政的人，会让我内心澎湃，非常的气愤。
Like Kim Jong-un in North Korea.
北韩的金正恩。
Or Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela.
委内瑞拉的总理。
So, but Paul says these are not the real enemy.
但是保罗说这些不是我们的敌人。
He goes on and he says in verse 12, our fight is against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers, this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
保罗说在十二节中说到，我们要对抗的是那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空灵界的恶魔。
When we stop and think about what's happening throughout history, we see horrible things take place, and we go, "How could that happen?"
当我们回顾看过去历史的时候，我们会看到不好的事情，我们想说这种事情怎么会发生？
How could someone as evil as Adolf Hitler arise during World War II?
像希特勒这样的人怎么会得到了掌了这个国家的成为国家领导人，并且做出这样恐怖的事情？
Well, the reason is because there is a spiritual element taking place behind it.
其实我们知道在背后，这样的事件的背后是有属灵的邪恶的力量的。
Satan and his demons manipulate circumstances in order to cause people to rise and to fall.
撒旦的权柄也可以使一些黑暗的势力成长起来，或者是灭亡下去。
When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by Satan, he was taken up on a mountain and shown all the kingdoms of the world.
当耶稣被三次试探的时候，魔鬼曾把他带到房顶上去，曾让他看到了天下的全天下的荣华富贵。
And Satan says, "All these are mine to give to whomever I wish. Just bow down and worship me, and they're yours."
然后魔鬼说，这一切都是我的，你只要俯身敬拜我，我就把他们都给你。
Now it's interesting, Jesus did not challenge that claim that those kingdoms were Satan's to give to whomever he wished.
但比较有趣的是，耶稣也并没有去直接否定撒旦的这个说法，而是耶稣说，他确实可以看出来有一些权柄是撒旦可以给的。
Jesus said, "Only you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only."
耶稣只是回答说，你要敬拜你的神，唯独敬拜他。
Jesus' primary term that he used for Satan was the prince of this world.
You say it.
Jesus' primary name for Satan was the prince of this world.
耶稣会称撒旦是这个世界的王。
And so when we think about what's going on politically or socially or things like that, it's not the people that are the problem. It's the forces that have put them into place and continue to push them towards Satan's goals.
在社会上和政治上的这些问题，常常是在撒旦的权柄当中。
The devil's schemes are to use people against each other to destroy that which is good that God has made.
撒旦的他的那个计谋就是让人们彼此的争论，然后能让这个世界更趋向于黑暗的诠释。
C.S. Lewis is probably my favorite Christian writer.
鲁易斯是我最喜欢的基督徒作者之一。
He wrote this book called The Screwtape Letters.
魔鬼家书，他曾写过这样一本书。
It's a fictional account of a chief demon who writes letters to his nephew, who is a new understudy.
这是一本当然是虚构的，讲到一个有一个高级魔鬼给他手下的办事的小魔鬼写的这样的一些信件的一本书。
And in this book, Lewis very cleverly explains how it is that Satan is able to manipulate people and to accomplish his purposes through them without them even knowing it most of the time.
这本书里面记载了魔鬼是如何透过各样的事情操控人们的想法和行为，以至于人们都不知道它的存在。
And so it's important that we recognize that the spiritual battle that's taking place, people are not the enemy.
所以我们需要意识到这些有很多属灵的征战当中，我们人并不是我们的敌人。
We need to pray for people. We need to seek to help them to see the truth and to bring them to faith in Christ.
相反的，我们需要来帮助他们，让他们看到耶稣。
There's a young man in our church in Champaign, named Caleb Rice.
在香槟有一个年轻人，他叫 Caleb Rice.
He's a police officer on the Champaign Police Force.
他是香槟校园里的校园警察。
And he preached a sermon at our church, it's been 2 or 3 months ago now, on the prodigal son.
他两三个月前在我的教会做了一篇讲道，是讲到这个prodigal son.让子回头的故事，马太福音的。
Anyway, he used an illustration in this sermon that I thought was brilliant.
他用了一个例子，让我感觉到特别的好。
He said, as a policeman, I deal with the worst that society has to throw at us.
当我作为一个警察的身份的时候，我常常要面对世界上最差糟糕的一些状况。
When he gets a call in his squad car to go to check something out, it's going to always be bad.
当我接到电话的时候，我要出警的时候，肯定是不什么好事。
I mean, he's seen drug abuse, he's seen violence, he's seen murders, he's seen it all.
药物滥用、凶杀，还有各式各样的暴力。
And he said,One day I had just responded to a call, and it was a very physical confrontation. And he said, by the time that we got the subject subdued and taken to jail, he was exhausted.
他说到有一天我出警，然后有打架姿势的这样一个事件，当他把闹事人制服的时候，他已经很累了。
And he was angry.
他很生气。
And he said he came very close to being physically abusive in return.
他那个时候已经很接近想要去用暴力来治理这个暴力行为。
And he's just sitting there in his squad car thinking about this and praying about it. He said God showed him something that he'd never understood before.
当他坐在警车里面祷告的时候，他说神让他看到了一个他没想过的事情。
He said I'd come to the point where I saw everybody as evil.
我当时就看到了，原来每个人都是邪恶，都是有罪的。
And when you get to see everyone as evil, you begin to take matters into your own hands in the wrong way sometimes.
当我们知道看到自己有罪的时候，我们发现我们每个人都会做错事情，都会做邪恶的事情。
So, but what God showed me was that while these people may act in an evil manner, they are really lost.
所以我看到。这样神让我看到，当这些人做的事情很邪恶的时候，他们事实上也是一群迷失的人。
But he said, I understand why some police act with brutality at times.
他也能够理解为什么有时候警察会滥用职权。
He said, as a Christian, though, we can't approach the world as being evil. We must approach the world as being lost.
当我们作为基督徒，我们不应该看这个世界上的人都是坏人，而是看他们是迷失的人。
And when we begin to do that, then we will begin to understand a little bit more what spiritual warfare really is all about.
当我们理解这个的时候，我们就更好的理解属灵征战的意思。
So we know what our mission is, We know what the fight is about now, but how do we prepare for this?
我们知道了我们的使命，知道了属灵征战是什么，那我们如何预备自己呢？
As I mentioned earlier, the war has already been won.
当我之前有提到过，其实这场战争已经赢得了，已经得胜了。
When Jesus died on the cross, his atonement made it possible for Satan. Well, it didn't make it possible. He defeated Satan at that point.
当耶稣在十字架上从死里复活的时候，那个时候他就已经胜过了撒旦。
But Satan will continue to fight until he's finally completely destroyed and thrown in the lake of fire.
但是撒旦仍然还在这个世界上活动，直到大审判的时候才是真正的结束这个战争。
So Paul tells us that we need to stand.
所以保罗给我们的吩咐是让我们站立得住。
Three times in this passage, Paul uses this word, finally be strong in the Lord his mighty power, put on the armor of God so that you can take your stand in verse 11. And again in verse, I got to swing around here, I should have highlighted it. Verse 13, it said twice to stand.
在这个保罗在这一短短几节当中，这个站立得住就出现了三次之多，一次是在十一节，还有两次都在第十三节站立得住。
Now, what he's talking about when he says stand is not just kind of standing around and hanging out.
他说的这个站着不是说就是站在这儿晃来晃去的。
Paul has in mind as he goes through this the Roman army. Paul has in his mind this description of the Roman army.
他在他的脑海当中有一个罗马军队的画面。
And when you do begin to read about and go into detail about the spiritual armor, you find that all the armor that is mentioned is all defensive.
当我们仔细，就有一点很有趣的是，当我们看到保罗描细节的描述属灵军装的时候，我们发现这些军装都是属于防御性质的战甲。
Paul is basically taking this picture that I have here and trying to convey it in words to us as believers. He's this picture is what Paul is trying to convey to us in words.
这个墙上的照片就是这样一个有这样的有盾牌的一个照片，其实也是保罗想表达的一种画面。
So picture that the battle has been won on top of a mountain, and you are now on top of that mountain.
这个在山顶已经主力军队已经打了胜战，你在这个山的这一边。
And that mountain, the enemy wants to take it back.
对，然后有敌人还在涌向这个山头，想要继续打仗。
So they're going to be fighting uphill.
所以在山坡上还是会有一些小的战役。
And you don't have to go running into battle against them.
你也不需要冲在那个人冲下山去。
All that you have to do is hold the high ground that has already been conquered.
你需要做的是，守住你的位置能够防御敌人的攻击。
So the Romans would create what's called a shield wall.
所以罗马军队会造一个这样的防御墙。
They would line up in a long defensive line. They would put their shields in front of them, and they would put their spears in front, and they would wait for the enemy to come.
他们会把这个盾牌都齐齐的排列起来，然后把这个矛指向前方，防止敌人。
And the enemy, in truth, in Roman military history, almost never was able to take a solid defensive wall.
那没有人可以从这个一般很少有敌人可以冲过这样的一个防御墙。
All the soldiers had to do was to stand their ground.
那他们这些军人这些战士兵唯一需要做的就是站立得住。
There was not this wild fighting. They had to defend 9 square feet of ground. And if they did that, the enemy could not take them.
每一个人需要做的就是我守护好自己周围的这一片地方。
And so when we think about what Paul's telling us here, to prepare, we have to learn how to stand spiritually.
所以保罗在这里说，要我们预备这场征战，我们需要知道站立得住。
If we hold our ground, then we are going to win.
当我们能站立得住的时候，我们就知道我们可以赢。
But there are things that trip us up. There are issues in our lives that cause us to be weak in certain ways.
但是生活中当然有各样的事情会让我们感到软弱。
Do you know what your weaknesses are?
你知道你的软弱是什么吗？
Do you know when those weaknesses have been breached, so to speak, when they've been overcome?
当他们被克服的时候，你知道吗？
I've lost the slide that I want. Oh, there's one that I want. You can check on how you're doing in your battle by looking at the fruit of the Spirit.
这有一个我们来看自己属灵征战的一个我们能够理解它，我们可以看圣灵九果。
You know you're under attack when you begin to not have these particular aspects of the Spirit in you.
圣灵九果，当我们失去了这个九个方面的一些圣灵的果实的时候，我们就知道我们可能在征战当中。
I can tell when I'm driving the car, when I'm under attack, because my patience gets assaulted by people who are crazy drivers.
当我在开车的时候，我就知道我的有属灵的征战，因为不好，其他的司机会让我感到很愤怒。
I can tell when I'm under attack, when my wife and I begin to have some conflict, and I lose the fruit of gentleness and begin to get irked.
然后当我和太太吵架的时候，有时候我就会失去这个果子里面的这个良善和温柔这个方面。
And so look, examine your life for the fruit of the Spirit. When you find that you are weak in these areas, those are places that are going to be attacked or are under attack at that time.
我们可以用这个九果来看我们生命属灵的状态。
Anyway, for us to fight, there's several things that we need to do. First is we need to continue to pray and be in the Word of God.
当我们来准备打这场征战的时候，我们要持续的祷告，以及在神的话语里。
If Satan can keep us from praying, and if he can keep us from being in the Word of God, he's going to win every time.
撒旦不希望，他会阻止我们常常祷告和在神的话语里。如果让他得逞的话，那我们就很难赢得战争。
It's as we pray and as we spend time in the Word that the life of Christ flows into us and through us in strength to help others.
当时我们让神的话语进来的时候，我们就可以自己得刚强，也可以帮助周围的人。
William Cooper wrote this in a hymn 200 years ago.
William Cooper 200年写过一首诗歌。
It says, restraining prayer, we cease to fight. Prayer keeps the Christian's armor bright. And Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees.
Is that interesting? 如果我们不祷告的话，我们战争我们就没办法来对抗。当祷告让我们的军装，我们的力量，让我们的军装很闪亮，很有力量。当撒旦看到这些我们这些哪怕是软弱的圣徒跪在地上祷告的时候，连撒旦也会颤抖。
Oops, went too far. What causes us to fight? Loud neighbors, oppressive bosses, lazy coworkers, are these things which cause you frustration and cause you to lose the fruit of the Spirit in your life?
我们看到这哪些是你会让你失去这些圣灵果实，会让我们就是输掉这个 这个战役的呢？会不是不是有那个很吵闹的邻居，或者是很凶的老板，还有很懒惰的同事？
These are all ways that Satan works at trying to weaken us and to defeat us in the battle that we're fighting.
这些都是撒旦会用来使我们软弱，让我们输掉征战的一些方面。
Those attacks can come in the form of nagging, persistent colds or other physical issues.
也有可能是 physical
like problems, disabilities.
可能会是我们的就是身体上的残疾，还有疾病。
Politics.
还有政治因素。
So many Americans these days are divided and arguing and fighting with each other over politics. That's how Satan divides us and conquers.
在美国这个地方很两党的，也使这个国民常常争吵，为了选举的事情，这也是撒旦的一个方式。
Social issues become means that he uses not just to destroy the lives of those who are part of whatever it might be, but those who are involved in the fight as well. Like transgenderism.
还有一些社会问题，比方说变性是或者是性别方面的认同问题，也会成为我们彼此争吵输掉征战的原因。
So, anyway, you've got to be ready for daily battle.
我们需要预备打每一天的战争。
You need to recognize that every time you set foot outside your door, you are now on your own personal mission field, which is your daily battleground.
当我们每天踏入自己，我们每天走出去的时候，我们就进入了我们个人的一个合场当中。
If you were in the Ukraine, you would not leave your house without a flak jacket and a helmet, I can guarantee you.
如果你在，可以想象，如果在乌克兰，你出门一定要，然后可能要穿防弹衣，戴上头盔。
And yet we wake up every morning and we get dressed and we eat breakfast and we walk out and we don't oftentimes think about the fact that there is a war going on out there.
但我们在这个，我们每天早上起来出门，穿洗漱出门，并不会想到原来我们进入到了属灵的战场里面。
God has placed you where you are for a purpose.
神带你到这个地方是有他的目的。
You become a missionary on your job and in your classrooms.
你在你的公司和学校里面都是耶稣的使者。
And once you've become a missionary, that means you're a soldier, and that means that you're going to be attacked.
当你成为耶稣的使者的时候，就意味着你是耶稣的精兵，你可能会遭到迫害。
We also need to recognize that there is another field in which there's fighting going on, and that's in the foreign mission area.
还有一个一样的一个合场，就是海外的，福音的这样的一个合场。
We will have skirmishes in our offices, in our classrooms, but God says that we're supposed to be taking the battle around the entire world. We will have little fights here, but God says we need to be thinking beyond just our local situation to the world that's desperately in need.
当我们除了我们周围的需要以外，神也让我们放眼到世界上的各个角落，有很多的地方有这样的需要。
And finally, we need to be looking out for one another.
当然，我们还很重要的一点是我们需要彼此相顾。
Soldiers can't fight wars alone.
没有士兵是独自一个人征战的。
All the commands in this passage in Ephesians 6 are corporate commands. They are to a large body of people.
保罗的这样的一篇讲道是针对整个教会的来讲的。
We need to help one another.
我们彼此需要相顾。
We need to pray for one another.
我们需要彼此代祷。
We need to encourage each other when we see that people are having a difficult time, brothers and sisters.
我们需要彼此在别人有需要的时候，我们也需要彼此帮助。
And finally, we come back to our first question.
然后最后我们回到我们起初的那个问题。
What's normal for you?
对你来说什么是正常的？
If it's just another sunny day off to work in a relatively peaceful land, then you've missed the point of this sermon.
如果在你心目中就是天空晴朗，早起上班，然后那么你可能错过了今天的主题信息。
As Christians, we have to constantly remind ourselves the normal Christian life is war.
作为基督徒，我们需要常常提醒自己，正常的基督徒生活是征战的生活。
And when we prepare for that, we will begin to see God do incredible things in our midst.
当我们这样来做的时候，我们就看到神的奇妙的作为在我们的生命当中。
Amen.